your seatbelt. You're the most expensive thing that's ever been in this car. Great.
Thank you. Seatbelt, we're locked and loaded.
It's got to be a little different for you, obviously. I mean, coming from a place you've been your whole NFL career, this free agency thing's a little strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it was super strange. You know, it was stressful to say the least. And you had to be a free agent, and then waiting, you know, count down like hours until 1 o'clock. I was on the West Coast at 1 o'clock California time, and waiting for the phone to ring, and the agent going back and forth. And I'm talking to them, saying, I got to argue one more thing, and they call me back. And I'm sitting there, 2 hours past, and I'm like, see, the running back's going off the board. I was like, don't lose a deal. You know, I want to go to Jacksonville. Don't mess it up now. Don't come down too hard on something. But it all worked out, and I'm actually extremely happy to be here.
It's kind of a scary thing, I guess, when you have to just kind of let your agent work.
Yeah, terrifying. Especially when you're like, okay, I think it sounds good. He's like, no, there's one point I'm not happy with. And then he goes to work, and he's like, I'll call you in 10 minutes, and an hour passes. And you're like, oh, no. You know, what just happened?
There's a reason you hired him.
Yeah, that's right. He earned his keep. There's that.
Sure. What did you think of the place? Today was the first day in here physically. You flew in last night.
No, I flew in on a red eye. So I was actually at my little brother's high school baseball game. They're like, can you catch a flight at 10:55 out of L.A.? I was like, well, I'll try. So I had to drive 30 minutes home, pack my bags, and then drive an hour back to the airport. And made it just in time. Red eye, got into Charlotte about 6 in the morning, caught a flight out of Charlotte about 7:30, and got here at 9.
So you're kind of tired right now.
Yeah, I got about an hour of sleep, so we're good.
Gotta get you back to Boca.
Nah, I'm not going to sleep. I'm too excited.
Driving around, did I take you around, like, to around town anywhere?
Yeah, so we kind of cruised around. I'm definitely going to get lost here. I've decided that already. I need extra time to figure my way around and my GPS working. But
sure.
It's awesome, you know. I love the water, so the beach is close. I love the fish. So, yeah, like, so I'm excited about that.
And Chris is a ball of energy.
Yeah, he is. Something else.
I don't know what does he take something? He swears he doesn't. But I mean, he's like that every single day.
Yeah, that's what I heard. He was. I got a call from him last night. I missed the call because I was setting up my trip, and I did. It was a 425 number, so I actually thought it was something else. I didn't click over from my other conversation, and then I didn't check the voicemail this morning. And I was like, Toby, Gus Bradley, fired up, yelling into the phone. Don't worry about calling me back. I know you're busy. You're probably on a flight. So it's like, thank God he didn't expect me to call him back because I'd actually been listening to Phil this morning. So, but yeah, I mean, just that message. And then when I saw him for the first time, same thing, you know, basically excited and he's not, I don't know how to describe it. I want to say it's yelling, but it's,
it might be
yelling, but
depends on how excited he is.
Yeah, he's excited, and then he brought us in and gave us a spiel about